Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Leads customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now, on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on www.buildingfortunesradio.com. We've been running our radio show for a year, 2 years, or something like that by the time you're listening in, and we have great opportunities to be able to work with wonderful people that we can share a little bit about their backgrounds, and you, if you're interested, have an opportunity to be able to work with these people. And from my experiences previously, I have always found that the integrity of the person I'm working with, the character of the person I'm working with, the attitude, the likability, all of those things are, how do I say it, even maybe even more important or just equally as important as perhaps the opportunity or the business deal. So I wanted to spend a little bit of time with you introducing you to a very special and extremely talented individual who's building a successful career in multiple industries, but one of them being a home-based business. And for many of you that might be looking for something, I want you to kind of pay attention to Lorette Willis. She's starting a new radio show with us, and we have this segment. We're going to call it the Lorette Willis Radio Show for now on Building Fortunes Radio. And what we're going to do is we're going to share with you some of the thoughts and the ideas and some of the things that she has that's going on. And if you are someone who's looking for someone that could be their mentor or somebody that could be their running buddy, Lorette is one of these people that is super-duper talented, unbelievably fun to work with, and there's no reason why you couldn't succeed, you know, wildly with your home-based business if you'd allow it. So what I want to do is I first of all want to introduce Lorette, tell you a little bit about her background. We're going to talk about what she does inside and outside the industry. I'm going to come back maybe after the break, and we're going to talk about a specific home-based business that she's working with, and I'll throw in my little plug. When you work with Lorette in this project, you're also working with us over here at Building Fortunes Radio, so that might just be the cherry on the cake to be able to help you really complete a wonderful opportunity of being able to work a home-based business. And the first thing I want to do is I want to say thank you to Lorette Willis for being on our Building Fortunes Radio show. So thanks, Lorette.
Hey, thank you, Peter. I'm thrilled to be here today. I love being part of Building Fortunes.
Yep, and we've had a lot of fun, and I know you're plugged in, you're working, you've got a lot of things going on, but one of the most important things for me has always been the integrity of the person that I'm working with. And I've had a great opportunity to have really nice conversations with you and some of the other people that you're working with, but the listeners in here on Building Fortunes Radio might be hearing your voice or your name for the very first time. So let's find out a little bit about your background. So Lorette Willis, over back to you. Tell us a little bit about you.
All right. Well, Peter, I grew up in New York on Long Island in New York City, and I like saying that I used to talk like this, you know, from New York, but now I live in Oklahoma and I talk like that, so it's someplace in between. I love living in the country where I live now, but I grew up on Long Island, always wanted to be an actor ever since I was a child, and I was known as the woman of 101 voices, actually. I did a lot of voice work, did a lot of comedy, improvisational comedy off-Broadway. In fact, I did the Betty Boop Show off-Broadway where I played all the characters. It was a one-woman show, really wacky, very nutty. It took place in the 1930s, and the idea was that this was Betty Boop taking people around the world on a world tour to meet all these amazing people.
And I was Betty Boop. I certainly was. Boop, boop, be-doo.
So that's a little bit about my wacky past. And it's something that I really enjoyed. I love making people laugh. I love making people happy. That's something I always enjoyed doing, but I found there was something missing on the stage. You know, just the, you know, the applause, you know, yippee, and it's like there's something more. There's got to be something more. And you know what I really love, Peter? I love pouring into people's lives encouragement, encouraging them. You know, when you look at the word, and I love words, by the way. I'm kind of a wordsmith that way. But when we look at the word encourage, we see the word courage. And that comes from a French word, cœur, meaning heart. So when we encourage someone, we're adding to their heart. We're adding to their strength and courage. But when we discourage someone, we take from their heart, take from them. And so that's something that has always meant a lot to me, and my husband and I are actually in ministry, and one of the things we love to do is write. We do DVDs. We have a fitness ministry, and I have found that by opening the doors, opening the gates to a home-based business, to relationship, giving people opportunities to spend more time with their family, earn additional income, follow their dreams. What are their dreams? That this is a wonderful business, a home-based business, giving people an opportunity to be an entrepreneur and follow their dreams. Whether they seem a little wacky, perhaps, to somebody else. But you know that if you have a dream in your heart, when you have someone who believes in you, you're like, okay, I think I could do it. I think I can. And that's some of the things that I love to do, is to encourage people to follow their dreams.
You know, as you're speaking, I'm thinking. So when I'm talking about things, I'm thinking about the things that I teach about people if you want to be successful. And one of those is you need a moral compass. Like, you need a moral compass if you're going to be successful long-term in a win-win situation for lots of other people. So you have lots of moral compasses, if you will. One of those moral compasses obviously comes from your faith. So that's a big thing. The other one comes from the self-disciplines you've learned from being that actress or actor, I don't know what you might call it, but the idea of having that self-discipline to be able to do all those types of things as well. And the other thing then being somebody who's interested in generally helping people become successful. One of the things that drives me is the idea that I want to be in a situation where I can help people become more successful financially as well as personally, because I know how much of an impact that might mean. And I know a lot of people many times, especially when you're in your ministry, money doesn't solve a lot of problems or all the problems, but it sure does help solve a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And where money might be the case, and one of the reasons why I did something with a home-based business so I could show people how to make that extra money to kind of take the edge off of the things that money sometimes causes in relationships and things like that. You know, the idea that people might be late on bills adds a lot of stress. The idea that maybe mom or dad might have to get that second or that third job might be adding a lot of stress. And all of those types of reasons why we want to do something with a home-based business. So talk to me a little bit more about why you find a home, like, you got enough things, you're super talented, you're going to be successful whatever you put your mind to, whether it's the ministry or your fitness centers, and you have hundreds of those right now throughout the United States. Tell us why you added on a home-based business onto all the things you do.
Well, Peter, I'd have to say the opportunity for recurring residual income. There aren't many opportunities out there for the average Joe, you know, just the average Joe or Josephine, you know, you and me, to have an ongoing residual income. When I would write books for Harvest House Publishers or Destiny Image, or have, songs I've written, plays I've done, things like that, maybe there's a little bit of a royalty involved with that. Not a whole lot, but, you know, a nice little check comes maybe twice a year. But for the average person, an ongoing, recurring residual income, or royalty, if you will, looking at it that way, for work that we do once, helping someone once, and maybe ongoing support helping someone, to be paid month after month, those opportunities are slim to none. But I saw that with network marketing, there's an opportunity for the average person to switch where they shop, to share with others how to follow a simple system that everyone can do. They don't, you know, I live in the middle of a 40-acre hayfield surrounded by woods, deer, and bunny rabbits, and I do this business. If you have a telephone, and ideally internet access as well, you want to have both, you can do this business, you know, person to person, people that you know. It's something that the average person can do to build up a residual income, something for retirement, something to pay off college student loans, something to make up that difference. It's like you said, you know, something that will take that edge off, the stress. Oh, my goodness, Peter, when we started to have additional income come in from our home-based business, the stress that came off my husband, Paul, what a blessing. You know, when you're in ministry, many times the money that comes in goes right back out into the ministry. And, you know, we were adventures in faith every month, you know, just saying, well, I know the Lord's going to come through. Hallelujah. You know, when we knew it was, you know, and you have that faith, and that's good. But as a wife, seeing the stress off my husband has meant the world to me. And that's one of the reasons why I love network marketing and home-based business, doing that for other people and hearing those kind of good reports from them too.
You know, when we're mentioning these things, I'd like to try to point out some of the things that are obvious maybe to me or maybe to you, but wouldn't be obvious to me or you if we started off in a different career. So let me just kind of identify a few things. Number one, you're an extremely talented individual, and I would definitely listen to you doing all your voiceovers for all the different things you could do, and you would intimidate the hell out of me, excuse the language, but you would intimidate the heck out of me because you're so talented in that way, like so talented, you know, and with the schooling and the self-discipline that you've earned and the natural talent that you have, I would look and say, you know, I could never do what she does, and I'd be telling you the truth in my mind as I know it. And then in reference to maybe being able to run a traditional business like you're running, and having hundreds of people that are part of your instructors and the things you do with fitness, I would look at you and I say, you know, I just know I couldn't do that. And if it was me saying, I know I couldn't do it because of talent or genetics or, you know, God-given ability or time, what if I were somebody who was a single dad trying to raise a family and said, Lorette, I just not an option for me? Or what if I was a single mom, you know, trying to raise a family? Or what if I was disabled? Or what if I was retired? Or what if I was whatever? The neat thing about what we do in home-based businesses is that when we work collectively together, it's kind of like you don't have to do that as long as you can find a Lorette. Go find someone like her, and while she's doing it, we enjoy that leverage and also that residual income. And that is just flat out huge. And I know I understand that, and I know that's why we do this, and that's why you do this as well. But there may be a lot of people listening in that may have their first exposure, and you've been somewhat tainted, or maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe they have a little bit of a prejudice against, or maybe some previous negative experiences about home-based businesses. And I would just say kind of like, you know, let those go. Learn how home-based businesses really work, because they could be a blessing. And when you were in the middle of the things that you were in the middle of, New York and Long Island, like I was smiling when you said 40 acres. You're kind of all alone in 40 acres. When you're in New York and you're in Long Island, you're never alone. Like, you're never alone 6 feet away from each other, let alone 40 acres. Mm-hmm. And there's so much opportunity in the Long Islands and the New Yorks only because of the close proximity and the sheer volume. There's a lot of competition as well. But what if you live in, you know, those little teeny-weeny rural areas where there's not a lot of opportunity as well? So all of those reasons are the reasons why home-based businesses could thrive and be wonderful opportunities for lots of people. So you mentioned leverage, or either you or me mentioned leverage. You mentioned definitely the residual income. Talk to me about what that's like. I mean, you said residual when you do a song, or maybe you do something on Broadway, and, you know, you get a check every couple of months or maybe twice a year for whatever that residual might be. And, you know, if you're like, you know, I guess, Taylor Swift or, you know, Beyonce or whatever, you're making bazillions of dollars. But that's the exception to the rule, and who knows where they had to sell their soul. Yeah. But talk to me about that residual income that comes in month after month after month if you do the right things.
It is amazing, that opportunity for recurring income, that you can have that same opportunity that someone who's getting a royalty for a best-selling novel or a best-selling song. They get royalties from that. In other words, they do the work once, and they're paid on it over and over and over again. You know, it's been said, how much did you earn your first month with network marketing? Well, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Well, I haven't finished earning it yet. It continues to come in month after month from what I did, you know, a year ago or so many years ago. You know, I wanted to bring up something too, Peter, that you mentioned about self-discipline. I wasn't born that way. In fact, I found that failure was a habit for me. Giving up was a habit for me. When I was a little girl, I took tap, jazz, ballet, and I quit all of them after about the second or third lesson. Same with guitar. violin, viola, piano, drums, guitar. I mean, I would take them, and then after about the second or third lesson, it was, Mommy, this is too hard. I don't want to. And my mother, thinking she was being a good parent, because her mother was very forceful with her and saying, you know, you're going to finish this because I said so. My mother, thinking she was helping me, said, oh, it's all right, sweetheart. You don't have to finish. That's okay. We can quit. We can go. So I learned the habit of quitting at a young age. And so it was through setting my face like flint, like the Bible says, of determining that I'm going to finish this. And some of it was done on my knees, yes, in prayer, but also scrubbing floors and cleaning houses and doing a lot of that hard work, determined that I was not going to quit. I was not going to give up, you know. And I had someone in my life at that time who believed in me and said, I believe in you, and I know you can do it. And that made all the difference for me. And so that's what I love being able to offer to someone else, that I believe in you. I remember when my husband and I were living in a $175 a month rental house for 8 years on Morgan Street in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. And I had a desire in my heart to have a three-bedroom home on 40 acres. It seemed unconscionable. How could you possibly have something like that? But that was a desire that I believe the Lord put in my heart. And so I said, okay, Lord, if you can do it, I'm showing up. Here we go. Shortly thereafter, I was introduced to network marketing. This was in the late 1990s. And a teacher and her husband helped me. They worked with me. Within 8 months, we had the additional income that we needed to purchase a three-bedroom home on 40 acres where we still live today. And that was before the Internet. But we had a huge why, a huge desire to have our own home. And now with the Internet, what we can do, and with, you know, a company like yourself and what you offer, you know, with network leads, we're able to reach people who want this, who are saying, please, I'm praying for a way out. I'm looking for a recurring residual income to make a difference. We can work together as a team and help people, because I believe, I know what it's done for me, and I know what it can do for you too.
Excellent. We're going to take a little commercial break. You're listening to Lorette Willis on the Lorette Willis Radio Show, and we're here on Building Fortunes Radio. I'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or build a sales force, you should check out PM Marketing and Network Leads. Visit www.networkleads.com. For over 16 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, Network Leads can help. To learn more, visit networkleads.com or call 386-385-8679. That's 386-385-8679. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous classified ad network, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. Now, back to the Building Fortunes Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to Peter Mingles, and we have Lorette Willis on Building Fortunes Radio. This is her special segment, and for those of you that are listening in, you know, you might be part of her team already, so you're hearing, you know, some wonderful stories about some things that you might not even know about Lorette as well, and then you're hearing a little bit about how she's working with us and how collectively together she can use the tools that we have available at my company and Building Fortunes Radio and the things we do with the LMS and the network leads and all the countless things that we do to effectively help people build their businesses. And the reasons why I do this is because I wanted to live my life by design, Lorette, where I said, you know, if I had to figure out where I was going to make my next dollar, where could I do it where I could help as many people as possible in as many ways as possible? And I mentioned financial. When I was in the direct sales profession, I was working with a company called Electrolux, and we were asking people to spend some money on a product or service, and sometimes people would, you know, they'd finance it, if you will, and finance might be $50 a month, $60, $70 a month, depending on how long they wanted to do it. And I saw, literally, the way married couples or people interacted relative to making those decisions about something like a vacuum cleaner and $50 or $60 additionally per month. And by the way, this was before the quote-unquote recession and before, I think, the elimination of the middle class, as we systematically seem to have it. This is when people had money on credit cards to be able to do some stuff. So now in the still the great recovery we haven't been through yet, I know that there's a lot of people that are out there that are stressed in relationship to being able to make those extra payments. So I said to myself, my greatest gift would not necessarily only be to sell this cool product, but also showing them a way so they can get out of the financial situation that they're in. Where I was lacking was I sold them a vacuum, so big deal. Their house is a little bit cleaner if they pushed it around. I wanted to escalate, if you will, the value of my services, so I looked towards what else can I help them with? Money, number one. Stress, number two. What about health? Years ago, the water we were drinking was better. The air we were breathing was better. There was less chemicals, less processed foods. Health, to me, right now is probably even more important. You know, we're pumped with vaccines. We're pumped with chemicals. Who knows what else is going on? And I realized that nothing matters unless you have your health as well. So I was always attracted to the health and nutrition side of a lot of things because, number one, I didn't know a lot about it, so I figured I'd hang around with people that were smarter than me and some of the stuff would rub off. And then also the people that were most important to me would probably live a little bit longer and maybe even myself as a result of learning more about health and nutrition. So let's swing this over a little bit to the companies that you're working or the company that you're working in. Let's address it from those fashions. Why did you pick the one that you're working with now?
Well, I would say it picked me. It almost seems
okay.
That way. I've been interested in health and nutrition the majority of my life. My mother was always interested in that, and I was the kid that had the healthy sandwiches and the carrot sticks and the celery sticks when everybody else had, you know, Twinkies, Ho-Hos, Yodels, and the rest of it. You know, and I wanted to know more about health, and when I found out through network marketing that you.
Now, by the way, you kind of gave away that you've lived in several places when you used Yo-Hos or Yo.
Yeah, I thought
and Yodels. Yeah, like Yodels, like nobody knows what those are in the Midwest. So you ho-ho, that's right. There we go. You kind of gave yourself away.
They'll think I was in the Swiss Alps or something. But, yeah, it depends upon what part of the country that you're in. And I found that through network marketing, there you can actually have some of the best premium products that you would want to purchase anyway, that you get excited about anyway, to change your health. And the company that I chose, am I permitted to say the company?
Absolutely, sure.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure it's Youngevity. And I absolutely love this company. I love the people who are in it. Can you love a company? I don't know. I love the people in it, I would say, and what it represents, what it stands for. I became involved in Beyond Organic with Jordan Rubin, who's America's health coach, started Garden of Life. He wrote The Maker's Diet. This was a few years ago. And then we merged onto the Longevity platform with Dr. Joel Wallach in June of 2014. And since then, oh my goodness, it has been a phenomenal ride. Our team has grown exponentially. We've helped a lot of people come off of medications, blood pressure medication, diabetes, heart disease. My pastor's wife regrew the cartilage in her knee and was able to avoid knee replacement surgery. Here's someone who is a surgical nurse for 35 years, also a naturopathic doctor for 11 years. She said these products regrew the cartilage in her knee, something medicine says can't be done. Lo and behold, it was done. And so I see by offering products that are amazing to people, not just health products, because it's becoming kind of an Amazon of network marketing with everything from these amazing 90 for Life nutritional products by Dr. Joel Wallach, who's been preaching this message for 40 years. The company is 18 years old, after all, and publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange. People are getting tremendous results from that. But there's also essential oils, organic foods. There's amazing fashions and jewelry. There's digital scrapbooking. There's products for the home and garden and pets. So pretty much you look around your house and saying, goodness sakes, I can support Walmart and Target and that, or I can buy from myself, from my own store, switch where I shop, show my neighbors, my friends, my people that I meet online, some of the people who are looking for home-based businesses through network leads. I can let these people know about switching where they shop to, build a team, and they can get a residual income as well, getting their products for free. It is the last bastion, I think, Peter, of really this, what would you say, the entrepreneurial way, you know, is that what you call it? I guess the entrepreneur, that free enterprise entrepreneur, have your own. And the thing is, there's a system that we follow, and I call it personal development with a paycheck, because you learn how to be a leader. It's not about sales. You don't have to worry about, oh, I'm not a salesman. I don't worry about that. Do you care about people? Do you want to encourage people? Do you want to educate people? Do you want to help them? That's what this is about. We show you how to do that. And as you develop, you earn while you learn. It's a great system.
It sure is. Now, I just for people that might have missed the name, it's called Youngevity, Youngevity, and you have a website. So your website, if they want to go take a look at it, is which one?
YGYPro.com.
YGYPro.com. And when you go there, you'll see more about what Loretta's referencing over here. If you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com, you'll be able to hear these again. And Youngevity is one of those companies, which, by the way, like you said, it's publicly traded and is kind of gobbling up some of the smaller network marketing companies that might be struggling. And for a lot of the expansion and the growth that I've seen them actually taking distressed companies, bringing their product line, you know, if it's appropriate, because maybe they have some good products, incorporating that. So you've seen actually your product line expand. And Dr. Wallach is, you know, if there's ever anyone that you would say, who are the heroes in any industry, Doc Wallach would be one of those people, because he's been doing what he's been doing for over 40 years. He's a persnickety little old guy. And what I mean by that is he's tough.
Anybody who sued the FDA in federal court 8 times and won 8 times, yeah, he's kind of persnickety.
Yes.
But that's a good
He's persnickety, yeah.
Yeah.
So
health freedom fighter.
Yep, he's a health freedom fighter, and he does things that a lot of people back down with, so, and he's done it with his own money. So he's actually beaten the FDA several times. And, you know, the FDA does a lot of great things, but sometimes a little bit of overreach and things like that. But he's really one of those people that are standing up for the industry. And there's countless stories, and I know we can't tell everybody the testimonials, all the double-blind studies that we're supposed to do, but the reality was is you'd have to try the product and see for yourself. But it's a great company with a fantastic product line. And like I said originally, if I was going to do something, I would want to do something that helped me financially. But if it also helped me and the people that are most important to me physically and in their health, I mean, I don't know what else I could ask for. So between the residual income, the leverage, the great people to be able to work with, all of those things, working with you specifically, you know, and your team as they're growing as well, doing the stuff that we're doing with Building Fortunes and Network Leads and everything over here. For anybody that's really listening in, if you want to be successful building a home-based business, check out Lorette Willis, because she's fun and she's knowledgeable, she's talented, and your life will be enhanced. I mean, sincerely, I love working with yourself and people on your team because they're just really great people. So I'll give you the next 30 seconds, and we're going to call it a radio show. We're going to have you back real soon. So back to you, Lorette. You can close this up however you like.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much, Peter. You know, there's a scripture that says that the steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord, and he delights in their way. And that's just something that came up in my heart. Well, what does it mean to be righteous and in right standing with God? You know, and you know that in your heart. And to know that your steps are ordered of the Lord, you know, that you don't have to try to figure everything out. So if you sense in your heart that, you know, I want to try this home-based business thing, you know, what if we have a comfort zone, you know, that of things that we've been doing over and over again, and you have to step outside of your comfort zone sometimes to do something that's a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit new. But you know what? When you lock arms with a team, with people like Peter and myself and people that we work with, we can help you succeed. Because if you have a dream, I want to help you achieve it. So get in touch with me, and I would love to work with you.
All right. So the three letters, YGYPro.com, YGYPro.com. We're going to catch you next time. Thanks for being here. Lorette, we'll have you back soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Peter.
You've been listening to the Building Fortunes Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Meagles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segment. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for.